Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Kevin Romine. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawlor. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Gedman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Evans steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. There goes Carter trying to get to second. Roman throws the ball into Boggs who relays the ball to Hoffman who tags Carter for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Armas moves to third. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Rich Thompson now pitching. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is 0 for 1 in the game. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is 0 for 2 in the game. Roman hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 2 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Mike Fishlin now playing first base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gettman is walked intentionally. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to third. Gettman moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bernazard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Armas scores. Gettman moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gettman scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Vern Rule now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Kevin Romine. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Romero now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Barrett scores. Hoffman moves to third. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-4 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman scores. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-3 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gettman strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Hargrove moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.